is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Camden County Wildcats, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, Advanced Rehabilitation, Live Oak Fiber, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, very well. Coach, just to jump right in, you know, tough night last Friday as the Cats season comes to an end at North Cobb after a 28-7 loss. What are your takeaways from that game?
Got to finish. You know, yeah. you look at the stat sheet comes out from Score Atlanta's game, and you see us with 352 and then with 292. Their lowest output of the year. Their lowest output of the year offensively.
And way below their scoring average,
way
too.
You know, 20-something points below the scoring average, mm-hmm. and you come out on the wrong end of it, and then you realize, you know, you went 1-of-4 in the red zone. You had penalties, pre-snap penalties that took you from 1st and 10 after getting a first down to 1st and 15, which essentially is like being 2nd and 12 in a sense. So just got to be able to finish drives. And then I think also, you know, got to be able to get off the field on defense. And I think, you know, just penalties, you know, it made it a rough night. And that's why I say finish. You got to do, when you make a tackle, you don't, we got two face masks right before halftime to make, let them go up 14-0. You know, you got to finish a tackle, not, you know, make a tackle. You know, got to finish it. And so I think that's the biggest word that I walk away from that game is just, you know, we got to finish because we had opportunities to finish drives and just didn't.
No doubt. I noticed that you won the coin toss and you elected to defer this time. Was there something specific about that? I know some of the times during the year we've talked about wanting to get it and start fast.
Yep. So I think this time around was just about we wanted to put North Cobb into a dogfight. And we felt like, if we can have the lead at halftime or have it tied and then we get the ball at half and go down and score, we're in a great situation.
Absolutely.
And so you think about how the first quarter went, you know, and that's what Coach Offer and I were talking about. He said some of his angst on the sideline was because during the first quarter and a half, he was like, man, offense, we got to score. The defense is playing their rumps off. Yeah. If we can go down and score, we'll really have this team, you know, reeling a little bit. And that was kind of the thing of like, imagine if we go in at halftime tied up with the lead and now we get the ball back. And so that way, you know, and almost honestly, I feel like the plan worked to a T. You know, we obviously threw the pick and then with about, I think, 3 minutes to go and they were backed up and then we aided and abetted them down the field,
right.
You know, with 30 yards of penalties and it ended up, you know, they ended up being up 14-0 at half. But I just think that was the mindset was, and plus the mindset was like, okay, people have took the ball anyways, so we're like we feel like we're pretty prepared on defense.
Oh yeah,
our guys got to go out here and get a stop, which they did. You know, they got multiple stops in that first quarter, so I think that, you know, that was kind of just the mindset of just going out and trying to play the possession game, which, you know, we were in route to winning.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you kind of mentioned this already. You know, they received the kickoff. They got one first down, but then we got the stop.
Yep.
And there was this sense of, you know what, we can play with
we're
this
here.
Team.
Yeah.
We can play with this team. Yep. You know, whatever that mystique was, you see 10-0.
Yep.
And that is more of a – sometimes can be as much an attitude as much as anything else.
Absolutely.
Like you're confident.
Yep.
Did y'all kind of feel that too? Like, all right.
Yeah, I think especially for our guys on defense, man, you know, it's been such an up-and-down year with our performances. So I felt like, and I think you saw it, like you know, you saw the spirit those guys played with throughout, you know, that first half where like we hadn't seen, you know, guys celebrating that way. Wayne Austell showing a bunch of emotion after getting a big tackle. I mean, Elias gets a huge hit.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You can feel the crowd roaring, like finally we're hitting somebody. And so like that was definitely, you know, I think it showed our kids like, they're 10-0, and I have air quotes you guys can't see.
Of course,
they're 10-0, and they've got Division I players, you know, on every side of the ball and all that kind of stuff. But this is Camden County, and you got to beat us. You have to play. Like, we're not just going to lay down for you. And so I think, you know, it definitely got us settled in right away with the mindset of we can play with anybody and with this team that people have high hopes for.
Sure.
For their year.
Sure. So many penalties again, Coach. You talked about that briefly. Did you get a sense of how many there were?
I want to say, on us, I think there were a total of 11, in which there were 6 procedure penalties.
Okay.
2 holding, which takes us to 8. And then we had the 2 face masks and the 1, which...
Some stuff at the end,
one at the end over there on their sideline, you know, which film couldn't see, and we obviously couldn't see from the sideline. And so those were... And that was, I actually... They rattled those off. So those were those were the 11. And the procedure ones were all of them stink. The procedure ones were the worst ones because, again, it was 1st and 10 after a first down. You know, when you get a first down, you're building momentum on a drive. And so it's like you build the momentum and then you snatch it right away from yourself. You know, one of them, heck, matter of fact, it was 7 procedure penalties because we fall started on one where the call that went in means there's no play. The kid said we were having a conversation. I didn't see the signal for no play, and he hops off sides. So it's like the stuff that was totally, totally avoidable.
Oh, goodness.
You know, we had one of our guys had his first – that was his first pre-snap penalty all year long. So just inopportune times to have penalties. It is just it's a part of discipline. You know, I told the kids, like, you know, we can say – we're disciplined all we want to, but when you get those kind of penalties, a fan or another team or an opposing coach is getting ready for you is going to say, keep them on the field long enough, and one of them will make a mistake. And that's something that, you know, as they move forward in life,
of course,
you have to look at that stuff and you have to be disciplined at all times because one little small thing, you know, the margin of error is small in all of these 6A games, and that's something that we just have to continue to battle and get better at.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golf Cart Factory, and by Advanced Rehabilitation. Coach, it was really chippy at the end. So much so that at one point I saw you grab the whole team together.
Oh, yes, I did.
Timeout, and like, you know, a lot of times in timeouts you're talking to specific groups, but you pulled the whole team. What's the message in that scenario?
I said to them, we will not embarrass Camden County. I said, I don't care how upset you are. I don't care what they're saying to you and how much you feel like the refs aren't helping you deal with what they're saying. I said, I understand it. I said, but what we will not do is this community plays football a certain way. This community is looked at in a certain light, and we will not.
Yeah.
We will not. I said, I will send you into the locker room, and everybody will know why you're going. I said, so I'm telling you right now, that's it. It's over with. And, you know, they responded.
Absolutely.
And we didn't have any more, but I was just like, and again, I know North Cobb played their part, but I don't coach North Cobb. I coach Camden County, and so I told them, guys, that's it. The extra after the whistle is over with. I said, anything in between the whistle, cool. But once the whistle blows, we're done.
We could tell it must have been a strong message because that was just it after that, you know, which is what you'd expect. So that's great. So, Coach, now the game's over, you know, what's your message to the team after the game is over, the year is over? You've got, you know, kids that are finishing up their football playing careers.
You almost have the same conversation. You know, obviously you celebrate when you win a title and all those kind of things, mm-hmm. but it's the same thing to the seniors. It's like, hey, when football's – when you play that last game, life begins. And what I told the seniors was now – how we talk about one of our game axioms, the first one I read to them every Friday is, do right before, during, and after the game. And so I said, guys, now that you're a senior going into life, it's the same thing. Do right before, during, and after school. Like, as long as you do right, you can't do wrong. You got to choose to do the right thing. And I said, that's the next step in life, because now, you know, going from senior to college freshman, or going from senior to the working field, whatever it may be you're going to, you have to still do right. And so that was kind of my message to him. I said, there's no words that I can give when you lose a game, a playoff game especially, that's going to make you feel better. It's not. You know, the hurt that we all experience when we lose a game is, it's indescribable. It's like a death, honestly.
It's the end of something we love.
Right, it's something we love. And so I told him, like, crying lets me know you care. You know, being upset lets me know you care. You care about what's going on. It lets me know you wanted more. And then I tell the underclassmen, just like my superintendent texts me, don't forget this day. You know, don't forget the feeling, like, of walking off the field. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the worst one is when you go to sleep and wake up, and you have to remember, like, man, we just – because that's the first thing. When you wake up after a loss in the playoffs, that's the first thing that pops into your brain as soon as you wake up. You know, I tell God, thank you for waking me up this morning. As soon as my eyes open, and I know the next thought I had was, we lost.
So
I think you try to tell the underclassmen to remember the feeling. And if you don't want to feel that way again, you control it, right?
Sure.
You control, you know, how big you get, how strong you get, you know, how much faster you get. Like, you're in control of certain things. And so you don't want to feel that way. Make sure our team is even tighter than we were this year. Make sure we're more disciplined than we were. And so that's kind of the message you have to give them, and just help them understand these are lessons that it'll help them get through life. Because we all know, as adults, when life gets hard and tough, if you've played sports, you can kind of lean back on those times when practice was hard and coach was yelling at you, you didn't feel like going, but you got yourself going anyways.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, Coach, season one in Kingsland is complete. What's your reflection on running the team and living in the community for almost a year now?
Man, it's been great. You know, it's been an adjustment for me. I think I've had to get creative in what I do with the kiddos to have fun. You know, as I say, my kids are city-fied. We've had a frog gate at the house a few times here where I had to leave here one day last week to go get a frog out of the car. My son, Paxton, can't stand him.
My wife's the same way.
Yeah, he can't stand him. I had to go to my wife's school to get the frog out of the car. It was great. But, it's been a great adjustment. You know, the kids, I think, they finally got into a groove. You know, both kids, you know, found their groove.
It's been so fun to see him out there on the football field, too, out there stretching with everybody.
He plays his own games, and the two of them took it hard. Friday, but you know, it's this community is awesome. You know, like I tell everybody, you know, expectation. That's always how this community just wants. Camden football is the lifeline of the community.
It is.
It's something that brings everybody together on a given Friday. So, but the adjustment's going well. Daytona now, my parents miss us, you know, a lot more because, you know, when it's football season, we can't go see them like we might have been doing in the summertime. So,
of course, yeah.
You know, it's made my family Daytona kind of – they came up way more, which is why some people made some visits up. But we've gotten adjusted. You know, we're enjoying our living. I think this place has made us grow closer together as a family unit, which I think, you know, as I see people who have teenage children that grow and are getting older, they tell me to enjoy – these moments of my kids being small. Yeah, so, you know, I kind of enjoy the fact that we have to do everything together because it's making me enjoy every day because, you know, I look up and I'm like, man, my daughter's about to be a fifth grader next year. Like, I can't believe it. You know, and I'm like, she'll be in middle school. And then by that time, I'll be like, she's about to graduate. And so, you know.
Yeah, buying homecoming dresses and all that stuff.
Exactly. Doing homecoming dates. Yeah, I'm not ready at all.
I hear you, man. Is there anything in your time here that the community can do to get more behind you? I know that the support is great of this program, but I mean, if there's anything that we as a community can do to help you more,
they're willing to do anything. Continue to be positive with these kids. Yes. Continue to push that they are great into them. I think that's one big one, is that we got to continue to believe that we are the best team in our region. We're one of the best teams in the state. We got to continue to believe that. And then anybody that's got food, if you want to feed our kids more food, I will welcome it.
We'll take that,
because,
okay.
You know, we got to continue to gain some weight, you know, and put some weight in our kids. So anybody that wants to give us food and cook for us, trust me, we'll be more than thankful for these, especially some of our skilled kids, to put some weight on. That's honestly the biggest part, is just continue to nutritionize our kids. And then continue to have that positive energy daily with them.
Awesome. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids. Your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Live Oak Fiber and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. So, Coach, now, what changes in the offseason? Like, what does the routine look like now?
Yep,
it's exciting to think about these kids getting a whole offseason with you and with Coach Alford, like, and what this is going to look like. you know, what does that time between now and spring practice or spring games look like?
Shoot, I think the biggest piece is relationship building.
You know,
like, we've built relationship with these kids, but I think now we can take some of the big picture, ultra serious, let's win a football game piece out of it, and it can be more so building relationships of, like, what do you like? What's your favorite color? Like, what's your favorite soccer team? Like,
get to know them on a different level.
Get to know them on a different level, because everything, you know, when you get here in March and then your other coaches can't get here till they show up for practice in May and then they show up in June and we're in practice, like, you're playing catch up on the big picture stuff. I think now we can break the groups down and be with them individually in their groups and truly establish relationships. So I think it's going to look more – you're going to see way more relationship-building stuff going on from the coach to the kids. And I also think we're able to teach them football, right? Teach them football the way we need to teach it to them. And that's going to be a systematic thing from high school, from the JV varsity down to freshman, all the way down to middle school. You know, we have a meeting tomorrow with the entire program, middle school all the way up. And so that's kind of going to be the beginning of.
You got two outstanding middle school coaches here in Kansas.
Yes, we do. Coach Tucker and Coach Marks done a great job. Shout out to Coach Marks, winning the championship.
Yeah.
Did a great job. I think they only gave up 20 points all year long.
Yeah. You know, that's unbelievable.
Which is amazing to be able to do. And so I think, you know, just kind of establishing, building relationships even with the coaches. Because, again, all right, all of the things we did together as a coaching staff was football based and inside of these walls. We had one get together all year, and that's something that, you know, I think is vital, you know, to the lifeline of a program, is creating those relationships. So it's going to look a lot, you know, you're going to see a lot of relationship building. And then, you know, in the building, obviously, We'll be 4 days a week lifting weights.
Sure.
To the, I always call this the hibernation period. I want to fatten them up. We can shred them. We can shred them up. So when May gets here, we need to fatten up like a bear and just and build as much bulk as possible.
Sure.
And then we'll get that weight off once the summertime gets here. But now we'll be able to segment and have true understanding of everything we're doing on both sides of the ball.
So as the year begins to, you know, to wind down here, obviously the season coming to an end, how can that be for seniors that have, you know, possibly played their last football, and then how do they stay connected the rest of their senior year while they're still in high school but the season is over?
You know, it's a tough time.
Yeah.
Because as I did say, I tell them all the time.
I can clearly remember that in my own football journey, which was nothing like anything these kids have done.
And and the worst part about it is the, like, you think if you've been playing since you were 7 years
old,
and this generation started at 5, so you go from 5 to 18. That's 13 years where you've played football. Think about it. You've been able to sign up to play football for 13 years. Now, when the senior year comes to an end, you have to wait on somebody to call you and say, hey, you want to come play? And that's where it gets scary, because you don't know if somebody's going to call you and offer you a position to play football. And so that's where, you know, you try to keep a kid up mentally, because the portal has changed recruiting drastically.
Yes,
it's made the portal's made getting an NAIA scholarship hard. Because even those guys
are now you're not competing against just the other high school seniors. You're competing against everybody in the whole,
because you got
thing.
Division II players that can't cut it at the Division II level, and they're being pushed down in the ice. So it's a really tough gig.
Jeez,
with how things are going, and so you try to keep them connected by just, you know, keeping them there. They're obviously around in first block up and through the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. So you keep them connected that way. A lot of them are still working out, and then you constantly got to continue to check on them. That's where a coach's job is never done. It's your job to still communicate with these kids as if they are still going to be playing for you, because that way they can tell you, I'm not having a good day, I'm not having a great week. It's a hard time, you know, and because you have to wait on someone to offer you an opportunity. And that's where you sit down and have the conversations with them and say, hey, how far are you willing to go? What level are you willing to play? What does your EFC look like? You know, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult time for the kids, for sure.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, can you tell us about any seniors that are getting noticed? Of course, we all know about Elias.
Yeah.
We know about Zach Taylor and Cincinnati. Are there other folks that are getting looks right now that
Jam,
you can share?
Jamarc Daly has picked up a lot of interest from some Division II schools.
Yep.
He's got a couple offers out there right now. So I think he's someone that's picking up some steam. Jordan Hardy has picked up a lot of steam now. You know, people
I thought that would be the case.
His size, but he's done a good job. He's picking up some steam with some people. David Turner's the one that's has a lot of people intrigued, because it's his first year playing offensive line.
And if he can
He's now 6'7". So, you know, he's got some preferred walk-on stuff, which I think for him, because he's so raw, it won't be a bad idea, because he bulks up. He's a tough kid. He's going to do right. He's going to eventually make some plays. I think he'll be able to go some places and earn some money. So he's got some stuff going for him. That's just a few of the guys that have some opportunities. We're trying our darndest to get Malachi Mowell to the apprentice school up in Virginia, because he's a kid that kind of knows what he wants to do in life, and that's a great fit for him, because they've got what he wants to do. So there's some kids with some stuff out there that got some good things going for him, and so we're excited about it. You know, Wayne Austell's got people intrigued because of how long and fast he is. So it's going to, you know, myself, Coach Thompson, Coach Tolentino, Coach Lester Davis are going to do a good job of reaching out to all the different levels of colleges and contacts that we have to do our best to get these kids placed in school. Because that's the ultimate goal. Like, you want to win a state title, but you also want these kids to have a place to go to be able to go off to school. And I think another big one, too, is Greg Stone, the young man that stopped playing football and became like a GA for us this year.
Okay.
Stone is going to be going to Georgia Southern. He's already been accepted, and we're working on getting him started as a student assistant right away.
That's
awesome.
Because
he has a dream. He wants to be a football coach, and he knows his first job is coming back here to work with me. I told him, I don't care who leaves here and gets a job somewhere else. I tell Stone knows he's got to come back here and work for us first. But so we got kids doing a bunch of different things that we're excited about for them.
That's awesome. Last thing, Coach, have y'all decided on doing the banquet yet?
I'm actually, Coach Jeremy Vendette and I are going to sit down today to decide how we're going to do it. I know, I guess Canvas had award ceremonies. They've had banquets.
Yep.
So I guess we had to figure out what I like. You know, I've done
of course.
All of them under the sun, so I got to kind of see.
It's one of the cool things about this community is that they like to come to the yep. ones open to the public to yep. like show them one last
yep.
big support. That's big pretty support. Cool.
Yeah. That's the beauty of this place.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you have to welcome all the things that come along with the support.
Right.
But I appreciate that our kids feel the support from the people. So we'll definitely have those details coming out here shortly.
Awesome. Coach, I want to tell you how much I've appreciated, you know, getting to yes, spend some time with you this year. I love everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
We're so excited that you're the guy leading this group. You've got so much support, and, you know, I hope you know that there's ever things that you need personally yes, or the team needs. You've got so many people that you could call on that are behind you 100%.
Appreciate that.
So thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Travis Rowland on the Bishop Media Sports Network.